Hebrews chapter number 6. Let me read a few verses here in your hearing. The Bible says, therefore, he said, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on perfection. Let us go unto perfection. Let me read that again. Listen to this just a minute. Therefore, leaving. Now, that means walking away from. He said, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ. And let that sink in just a minute.
Yeah.
Leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ. It looked to me like he'd want you to hang on to. But he says, don't hang on to that. He said, we're leaving that. He said, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permit. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified to themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. Yeah. Our Father, we bow in your divine presence. Thank you, Lord, for every blessing. We thank you, Lord, for your love and for your mercy. We thank you for the privilege that we have to be able to come into your house one more time. Thank you, Lord, for these our brothers and sisters that are bowed with us. Lord, I pray your blessings upon the service today, Lord. God, that we might leave here better than we were when we came. Lord, that we might be stronger in faith, stronger in conviction. Lord, that we'd be stronger in living. We ask you, dear Father, again, that you'd anoint us afresh with fresh oil. Give us power to preach, Lord. God, touch our body. Let us have liberty. We pray, Lord, today that you'd have your way with us now and give us the words that you'd have us to say. And what you do for us today, we'll praise you and we'll give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. Paul is addressing the Christians in the Hebrew church here, and the book of Hebrews, and he's addressing those that have been saved. And so, fact of the matter is, the letters that he had written to the churches all throughout Asia Minor, Galatia, and all these churches, he wrote to the Christian people. They were battling some misunderstandings, oftentimes in their Christian living. Sometimes we also misunderstand the Bible. Misunderstand even the principle of salvation. Some people have a big problem believing once saved, always saved, and believing in eternal security. There are people that sit in the Baptist churches Sunday after Sunday after Sunday and find it difficult to believe in an eternal security. I'm glad I'm saved.
Amen.
I'll be saved tomorrow. I'll be saved 10 years from now. In all eternity, I'm saved by the grace of God. I didn't do anything to merit eternal life. There wasn't a thing in the world that I did or what I can do to save myself. But Jesus Christ did it all.
Amen.
There's not anything that I can do that can take away my salvation, because Jesus Christ did it all. Amen. So that I didn't do or did not do, I will not determine how whether I'm saved or unsaved. It's everything that Christ has done for me. The Apostle Paul then lays down that foundation of eternal security. I want to talk about that for just a few minutes this morning, if God will help me. The Apostle Paul likened it unto an anchor. He called it an anchor of hope. It's as an anchor of hope. And you know what an anchor does? An anchor will take a big ship and secure it from being tossed and pushed throughout the sea. That doesn't mean that it doesn't move because it's anchored. Sometimes that ship on the high seas, and because of the waves, how when that anchor is secured in the rock in the bottom of the sea, that ship can only go so far, only can reach out there so far till the anchor grabs a hold of it and it can't go no further. That's the way it is with those that are saved by the grace of God. We have a consolation of hope in God. It's a consolation to know that He's got me. Amen. I tell you, if I had to grab a hold of Him and hang on, at some point in life, I'd turn Him loose. There'd be something happen in my life. There'd be something that pushed me away, that caused me to turn loose. Even in my frail body, I never have the strength enough. Hey, my senior years, as I'm getting older, I'd fade away and fall away. But thank God I don't have a hold of Him, but He's got a hold of me. Thank God. And as long as He has a hold of me, I have a consolation, an anchor. The Bible said that reaches afar in the veil, a hooked in the rock of glory, the rock of my salvation, Jesus Christ, who has went beyond the veil. I'm anchored in hope in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Saved, secured in my salvation. Amen. Now, I realize today that somewhere in our lives we may lose our mind, but we won't lose our salvation. Amen. My name's been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. I may lose my mind. I might get Alzheimer's. I might get to the point where I forget my name. I was a visiting my Uncle Billy over in the nursing home this past week. And I guess it was what spurned this in my heart and in my mind as I walked in that room. I said, you remember my Uncle Billy? Do y'all remember him? He's the one I told you that I got a DVD, a DVR of him getting saved.
Yeah.
Do you remember me telling that? Maybe you don't need to know who you are. I said, it may not be important. He said, I'd like to know who I am. He may have lost his mind, but he never lost his salvation.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's an anchor, a most steadfast and sure anchored within the veil. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We may lose and we may not know our name, but thank God He knows my name. Oh, listen, once saved, always saved. Eternal security. We not only have that consolation, but we have confidence. Amen. We have confidence in a God that will not turn you loose. The Bible said it's impossible for God to lie. He said, bind two immutable things in which it's impossible for God to lie. He said, we might have a strong consolation who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us, which is an anchor. It's both sure and steadfast, anchored within the veil. I'm glad I have confidence in God's salvation. Amen. It's impossible for God to lie. He promised Abraham. And I want you to know every promise ever made to Abraham, God was faithful in delivering those promises. It was a one-sided promise. If Abraham had been able to connect with God and make that promise, Abraham would have failed in that promise, because Abraham couldn't keep the promise. But thank God, while Abraham was asleep, the Bible said all those sacrifices were cut in half. And Abraham fell asleep. And while he was asleep, God walked through all those sacrifices, secured his promise and his faithfulness to Abraham. That if Abraham had fallen asleep, God had never fallen asleep. Hallelujah. I have confidence in the promise of God. Amen. I want you to know this morning, when I fall asleep, Miss D will take this old body, she'll carry it to the cemetery, and she'll lay it down in a grave somewhere only to rest for a little while. I have confidence that the trumpet going to sound, and I'm going to be raised from the dead, not in an imperfect, but in a perfect body. Amen. Confidence in God's salvation. It's not only able to save me, but it's able to secure me. It's not only able to secure me, but it's able to keep me. Yeah. Amen. Somebody said one time, if you have salvation and it's only able to keep you while you're here, then you don't have the right stuff. But God's salvation is not only able to keep you here, but it's able to take you over there. That's the confidence I have in a sure foundation and his salvation. I want to tell you that's the reason why Peter said that his joy unspeakable and full of glory, having confidence. Of the Bible said in verse 7, said, for the earth which drinketh in the rain cometh oft upon it and bringeth forth herbs meet for them by whom it is dressed, receiveth blessing from God. But that which beareth thorns and briars is rejected and is nigh unto cursing, whose end is to be burned. But listen what he said. He said, but beloved, he said, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation. He said, though we thus speak. I want you to know he's talking to a saved people with not only a confidence in God's salvation, but a certainty of it. Amen. I'm glad you can know when you get saved. Yeah. Somebody said, I don't know if you can know. Yeah. I want to tell you, the Apostle Paul didn't have any problem knowing. He said that he knew that he had passed from death unto life because he loved the brethren. He had a love for God and for God's people. There was a certainty there of his salvation. The Apostle Paul said, I know that if this earthly tabernacle were dissolved, he said, I know I have another building. I want you to know this morning, there's a certainty of it. He's so certain of it, he said, you can leave the principles of the doctrine of Christ and move onward to perfection. Hallelujah. I may not be perfected here, but that that's on the inside's perfect, and it's going home to be with the Lord. Certainty of it. Those disciples came to Jesus, and they were all thrilled that the devil were subject unto them. Jesus said, rejoice not that the devil is subject unto you. He said, but rather rejoice that your names are written in heaven. He said, lay your treasures up in heaven where the moth can't corrupt it and the thieves can't steal it. Amen. I want you to know that that's saved by the grace of God, saved and secured forever and forever. That's why I call it eternal life. That's why I call it everlasting life. It's not a life that comes and goes. It's a life that stays, hallelujah, in all eternity. Certainty of it. He said, you can leave the principles of the doctrine of Christ. He said, let us go on to perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God. Get that. Think about that. He said of the doctrine of baptisms and laying hold of hands and of the resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment, this will we do if God permit. Yes, these things are all good. And they're substantial to know. And they're good to study and good to be secured in. And then he said, for it is impossible for those who once were enlightened and have tasted of the heavenly gift. Oh, listen. And were made partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucified in themselves the Son of God afresh and put him to an open shame. I tell you, when you get saved, I mean really saved, there'll be a certainty put in your heart, my friend, that the devil can't steal it. The world can't take it away from you. Amen. You yourself can't even pluck yourself out of the hand of God. Once saved, always saved. Eternal security. I may fail today before it's all over. I may fall and fail before it's all done. There's one thing I know. Couldn't take the bad news of the cancer. It doesn't mean he got unsaved. Amen. We all have faults and failures, and we all are going to fail in a moment of weakness and are tempted. I want to say sometimes we turn to those weaknesses, but sometimes we put our hand in the big hand of God and let him hang on and help us in life. Doesn't mean that we're lost again. I ain't a doubt in my mind, Brother Payne, he preached all over the country. I ain't a doubt in my mind that he's in glory today. He's there. Amen. I believe God's able to keep what he said. And what he said was not this right, this fellow right here. It's not what he said. If it was, you would look like you look. Like you look. Neither would I.
Right.
But he saved that on the inside.
Amen.
That looks just like the Son of God. In the eyes of his, our Father, behold what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us. What's he talking about? He's not interested in whether I'm big or little, smart, dumb. He don't know black and white. He's not interested in none of that. What he's interested in is that on the inside, that was made perfect in Christ Jesus our Lord. You're looking at the imperfection. You just wait. Amen. That that's saved is perfect. It'll go back to God where it came from, forever and ever, to dwell in his presence. Eternal security. Let's stand.